Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we want to just bring you a devotional that gives you a glimpse, gives you a window into some of the topics and curriculum that we cover at the Colony of Mercy and at Barbara's Place. And so this past week at the Colony, we were talking about truth. And really, in one of the days that we really talked about honesty. And being truthful men, being honest in our lives, and really getting honest with ourselves, and whether you're in Christian recovery or secular recovery, one of the things that is just always kind of present in any sort of recovery is that honesty is key. Being honest about what's going on in your life, being honest about things in your life is just so important. To recovery and becoming a whole person, becoming a well person. And one of the first things we need to be honest about is the sin in our lives. Being honest with ourselves, being honest with God. And I think we get a good picture of this in Psalm 51. And so Psalm 51 is a psalm that David writes. It is a prayer. It is a prayer of confession. David had fallen into sin. He had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and then as his sin kind of spiraled out of control, Bathsheba becomes pregnant. He tries to cover up his sin, so he brings back Uriah from battle to try to sleep with his wife so that he won't get caught in his sin. And when Uriah is the honorable man that David should have been and doesn't sleep with his wife, he then resorts to having him sent onto the front lines of battle and murdered. And so David has now committed adultery, he's committed murder, and God uses a prophet, the prophet Nathan, to come and to make David aware of his sin. And so David finally comes to grips with the magnitude of his sin, with the gravity of his sin, how he was sinning, and he's broken. And he writes this psalm, Psalm 51. And I just wanted to look at a few verses from Psalm 51 that shows us the importance of being honest. And in Psalm 51, starting in verse 1, David says, "Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion, blot out my rebellion." And I just want to stop there because I think where David begins is so important. David is asking for grace. He's asking for mercy. And the basis for God being gracious to him he doesn't list off a whole laundry list of his military accomplishments. He doesn't list off a whole bunch of things that he did for the kingdom of Israel. He doesn't list off all the things he plans on doing to make it up to God. The basis for him asking for grace is according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion. He knows who his God is. God is a God of faithful love. He's a God who is abundant in compassion. He is not lacking in compassion. God does not have a short fuse with us. He is not just waiting for the day for us to kind of use up all his compassion. He's a God who's abundant in compassion. So David, on the basis of God's faithful love, on the basis of God's abundant compassion, is asking for mercy. He's asking for grace, and he's asking God to blot out my rebellion. Verse 2 says, "Completely wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my rebellion, and my sin is always before me." Verse 4 says, "Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done this evil in your sight. So you are right when you pass sentence. You are blameless when you judge." And I want to kind of take that verse 4, because if you followed the story of David and you knew the story of what this prayer was, verse 4 is a little jarring. Because he says, "Against you and you alone, I have sinned." And you could get to thinking, well, okay, Yeah, David sinned, but, you know, he sinned against Bathsheba. He sinned against Uriah. There was a whole bunch of ripple effect people who were affected by David's sin. So how could David say, against you and you alone, I have sinned? And what David's not saying here is that no one else was affected by his sin. It's just that when he shows us the true nature of sin, when we sin, it is first and foremost against God. Every sin, every time we fall into sin, we are making a character assassination against God. We are saying, God, I don't trust you. I don't think that you have my best interests in mind. I know better than you do what will satisfy me, what will complete me. And that's the word that David uses here in verse 3. He says, for I am conscious of my rebellion. When we sin, it is rebelling against God. We are trying to take him off the throne and put ourselves there, saying that we know better than God what brings true satisfaction, what brings true contentment, what brings true joy. And so when David saw Bathsheba and lusted after her and decided to have her brought to him, he knew God's law. He knew that he was going to sin. And he pretty much said, I know better than God. This will bring me the contentment I'm looking for. This will bring me the joy I'm looking for. And so all of our sin is first and foremost an accusation against God, saying that I know better, that I would make a better king, I'd make a better sovereign than God. And so as we look to recover, as we look to grow, this is really where we need to start, in understanding our sin is first and foremost against a holy and righteous God. And yes, our sin will always have horizontal effects. So when I sin, it just doesn't affect me. It'll always ripple out horizontally and affect the relationships in my life. But we always need to start with understanding that my sin is an act of rebellion against God. And I need to be honest with that and come to a place where I can say, like David said, against you and you alone, I have sinned. And what's great is that then we can go to God and say what David says here and be gracious to me, God, not because of all the things I'm going to do to make up for it, not because of all the things I've done in my past, but because of your faithful love and because of your abundant compassion. Hope you enjoyed this short devotional. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak to you. You can give me a call at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041, and we'll see you next week.